The Three Gorges Dam, now under construction in China, has been called the biggest infrastructure project there since the building of the Great Wall. It is also one of the most controversial. China's leaders say the dam will reflect the greatness of the Chinese people. But environmentalists and human rights activists are concerned that it will wreak havoc on the land and on the lives of more than a million people. Despite all the criticism, the Chinese government is pushing ahead and plans to divert the Yangtze River by the end of next year. NPR's Mary Kay Magstad traveled to central China to take a look at the project.
For thousands of years, China's rulers and emperors have tried to tame the country's wild rivers and control the vicious cycles of flooding that devastate property and kill thousands of people at a time. No surprise, then, that the current Chinese government says flood control is the main reason for sinking $25 billion into building the Three Gorges Dam. But the dam is also being built to impress. Although it won't be the world's highest dam, it will be able to generate more power than any other dam in the world. It's meant to be a rallying point for Chinese pride and patriotism, an illustration to the world of what China's socialist government can do. A government-made film about the dam drives home this point.
Oh, the Chinese people have dreamed of this day for 70 years. With 50-year investigation, survey and design, and 30-year verification and balancing. Today, the dream has come true. The people and history will remember this day.
Certainly, for anyone who lives within earshot of the construction site, the dam is hard to forget. In what was once a peaceful valley, thousands of workers now move cranes and bulldozers through a vast expanse of dirt and mud. Whole mountains have already been harvested for this project, and this is only the beginning. By the time it's finished, in 2009, the Three Gorges Dam will be a mile and a half long, creating a man-made lake that covers some 650 square miles. Mrs. Hua used to live here. She says these used to be beautiful green fields. Now look at it. She stands on the edge of a cliff, overlooking the site where a huge concrete wall and shiplock have already taken form. She's an energetic woman with salt and pepper gray hair who has strolled over to the construction site while knitting a brown sweater. Her knitting needles never stop moving as, to the discomfort of nearby government officials, she tells visiting journalists how she and her fellow villagers feel about having had to move.
When we were first asked to move, we were not willing to. We changed our minds in the end because we were told this would give us a bright future. But the government hasn't done anything to give us new jobs, so we have nothing to do. It's pretty boring.
Hua says she and other villagers had been promised jobs, and they're still waiting. One of the government's favorite lines in its quest to convince 1.2 million people to resettle is to say that the dam will be good for future generations. Hua says that may be true, but meanwhile, life is hard. On the other side of the jagged mountains, life in Xu Jiazong village looks close to idyllic. There are green terraced slopes and groves of orange trees. There are duck ponds and gardens and stucco houses with red tile roofs. But within a decade, this place will be underwater, and the villagers here too will have to move. The village leader, Liu Zanfeng, admits that convincing people to go has not been easy.
It's understandable that the residents who are not willing to leave their original houses, which they have lived for generations, but through publicity and encouragement, and they change their ideas.
In some villages slated for resettlement, there have been reports of scuffles and even arrests when people have resisted. But here, villagers can already see their new concrete block houses being constructed on a nearby hill. And they've been told, as an incentive, that they'll be able to make money there off of the tourists who will allegedly be coming to see the dam. 22-year-old Chu Wanmian thinks the dam is overall a good thing, even if moving isn't much fun.
Although we don't want to move, this is what the nation needs, and that's more important than what we as individuals want. and the government has given us enough compensation, so I think it's acceptable.
The government is pouring billions of dollars into the resettlement effort, compensating people for lost homes and land, and creating new jobs and services for them in their new homes. Then there are the benefits that are supposed to come from the dam itself. The government claims that besides saving 15 million people downstream from the traumas of flooding, it will also generate about 10% of the power that China's rapidly growing economy needs. Back at the dam's construction site, a huge cardboard clock reminds workers that they're under deadline pressure. The clock is set for November 15, 1997, which is when the mighty Yangtze River is supposed to be diverted. It's no coincidence that this is scheduled to happen in the same year that Hong Kong reverts to Chinese control and that the once every 5-year Party Congress meets. To the Chinese government, 1997 is, politically, a year of great symbolic importance, and the diversion of the Yangtze must be part of it.
Three Gorges Project is not only electric for electric or some hydroelectric project, it's a political project.
Dai Qing is a former engineer turned journalist. 7 years ago, she published a book, which was promptly banned, laying out the case against the Three Gorges Dam. Like many international critics, she raised concerns about the environmental damage the dam will cause, about the disruption to more than 1 million people's lives, and about the loss of untold numbers of ancient artifacts buried in the valleys that will be flooded. She also cited top Chinese scientists and engineers who doubt whether the dam will really prevent flooding, and who fear that it could cause the busy port of Chongqing to silt up. They propose that the government instead build several smaller dams in tributaries upstream, giving the same benefits while causing fewer problems.
But why the central government totally ignore what they said? Because only Three Gorges Project can say this is the biggest one. This is the only our socialist country can do this kind of great things. And only this kind of project can realize Mao Zedong's dream to have a man-made lake among the hills.
Actually, in the late 1950s, former Chinese leader Mao Zedong silenced any talk of building a Three Gorges Dam. He said China had neither the know-how nor the money for such a vast project. But advocates of the dam are fond of quoting one of Mao's most famous poems, which he wrote even earlier, after seeing the beauty of the Three Gorges area. It said, "Walls of stone will stand upstream in the west to roll back Wushan's clouds and rain until a smooth lake rises in the narrow gorges. The mountain goddess, if she is still there, will marvel at a world so changed." The question is whether, for future generations who will have to live with the dam and its consequences, it will be Mao's poetic vision or his practical words of caution that will, in retrospect, resonate most deeply. I'm Mary Kay Magstad reporting.